When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
I am Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. And we're going to do the Classic Rock Remixes Volume 3 from the 90s. That's right. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. Alon Fong and I, we've dug into our crate of music, and we are looking for some great, great 90s classic rock tracks that can work in the strip clubs. And you ready to do this, sir?
Man, we are flexing on the 90s. And I got to say, the 90s are a really important era in music. It really, across almost every genre, changed the game. Like, you know, you went from the 80s happy day glow hair metal and new wave and all that stuff to grunge and alternative rock and hip hop and EDM. Like, it was really a different time in music. So this is a really cool time. And we're taking two of the elements, rock and in some cases EDM remixes, and we're giving you what we got. So I'm excited about this, man. Let's hit the 90s hard. Am I starting things off today?
You are, sir. Pick us one.
I am. All right. So one of my favorite remixers, as regular listeners of our show will know, this is The Other Side from 1999, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the DJs from Mars remix of Other Side.
Check this out.
Go, Danny Myers.
I like that. Hey, did I see a post from you maybe a month or two ago that DJ from Mars was putting together a whole compilation of their remixes? Was that? Did I hear that from you?
They did. Every year they do a year-end mega mashup of all the biggest songs of the year. So their 2022 mashup usually comes out right around New Year's. Yeah, no, they do great stuff, man. So, and one other side note about the song. Other Side refers to the former member of the band and deceased original guitarist Hillel Slovak, who passed away from a heroin overdose in 1988.
Oh, okay. Let's keep this going. We got 10 picks, 5 each. I'm going to take you to 1991, Alice in Chains, Man in the Box. This is the Ultimix by Mark Roberts. Okay, Mr. Fong, it's all up to you.
Talk about a groundbreaking artist and album. My next track hails from Nine Inch Nails. This track came out in 1990, their album Pretty Hate Machine. This is the second single off that record. This is Head Like a Hole, the Mustache Riot and Direct Feed Remix.
Oh, That was good. Hold on, good pick.
Thank you, sir.
So my next one will be from 1994. Edwyn Collins came out with a song called A Girl Like You. And what made me think of this is Dove Cameron just came out with a new song that she just came out. That's the Disney star. And she changed the words to A Boy Like You or no, Girl Likes Me. That's what it was. Yeah. And so anyway, so I was hearing that. I started thinking about the original. So I played the original in the club and I said, man, this sounds good. But I wonder if there are any remixes out there to give it just a little bit more thump. And I found this. This is, I think it's called, it's pronounced Scarum Mix, SC RMIXXED.
Remember, it came from the Empire Records soundtrack.
Oh, that's right. It did. Well, here it is. See what you think of this. Yeah, the 90s. Alan Fong.
Good stuff. Yeah, I love that fuzz tone guitar too, man. Great track there, Danny. Yeah, all right. This is a classic as well from the 90s. You remember Sublime, don't you?
Sure.
All the stoners do out there. All my fellow stoners. Well, I'm not a stoner. I should rephrase that.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of stoners, and this is a popular band from them. Sublime, Doin' Time, the Human Agency remix. 1997 is back, y'all.
Okay, and the great part is we still have five more picks coming your way.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
You are listening to 90s classic rock remixes of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. That's Alon Fong over there. We're going through these things. I do want to, real quick, before we get into our next five songs that we have, want to remind all of you that all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and our new one, Behind the Curtain, can be found at whatshotitsc.com. Alon, I yes? have a question. Just while we start thinking of 90s and late 90s and early 00s, there is a new trend of emo coming back.
Emo.
So I'm curious what you think of clubs that are doing all emo nights.
There are clubs that are doing all emo nights?
Yes, I have been seeing this on Facebook, and I'm just could you stand an entire night of emo?
That's not even a question of whether I can stand it. The question for me is, aren't all their listeners under 21? So how do they make money? They can't sell them alcohol.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my answer to that. Look, the music is fine. As a business, I don't get it. Not at a bar.
Okay. Well, emo's making a comeback, so we'll see. I don't think if my local club down the street's putting an emo night on that you'll see me there. There's a limit.
I mean, how many 25-year-olds do you see going to Hot Topic?
I don't know. We lost our Hot Topic here in Cincinnati. So anyway, okay, back to our picks. I don't know. I thought that question was going to go somewhere, but maybe I should just...
I like the music. I got no problem with it.
Okay. I discovered this one as I was looking through today. This is Radiohead, 1992. The song is Creep. And I have never heard of Graham Funky Edit. Funky, as a remixer.
Damn,
and
right,
this was kind of interesting, so see what you think.
I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
So you have your pulse on the finger on the pulse of the remix world. Have you ever heard of Graham Funky?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But having your pulse on the finger, that was interesting.
Well, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're professionals. Don't try this at
yes,
home.
Yes, we are.
Pick a song, damn it.
This is too much fun today. All right, 1992 brought us the ubiquitous and really essential, quintessential 90s album, Nevermind, from Nirvana. This is Come As You Are, which is the second single off Nevermind, and this is the Evokings remix.
Okay, and I'm going to put my finger on the play button.
As long as you have your pulse on the finger as well, you'll be fine.
Your pulse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 90s classic rock remixes. Let's let me pick this one right here. Let's go to Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas, originally from Matchbox 20. He did it smooth. I am thinking, and I'm not positive on this, I think this was on the promo only dance remix series, but I'm not positive. They're in my computer as remix, and that's all I saved them as back then. But that's where I got most of my stuff back then. So let's see if you like it.
Mama Yukita, my Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa, you're my reason for reason, the step in my groove. And if you say this life ain't good,
Okay, Alan Fong, where are we at? Like two left? These shows are too damn quick.
I know. We can't play them as long as we used to.
Yeah.
Big Brother came down and smacked us around.
Yeah. Now we have to make our pulse thingy do something.
Yeah, throbbing. All right. My final track of the 90s, Classic Rock Remixes Volume 3, comes from the Smashing Pumpkins. 1993's Siamese Dream album brings us Disarm, the Q remix, K-U-E-Q.
Oh, one song left, sir. Are you
uno
ready?
Más, por favor.
1999. The band was lit. Yes, they were. My own worst enemy. This is the Ultimix by D Toto.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me.
Yeah, that one works real well for me as well. So all of these classic rock remixes, I think this was like our 10th, 11th, 12th episode. I should count before I go live here. But we've got a bunch of them. They're all on our website, whatshotitsc.com. And there's a shortcut to just the classic rock remix part. And that is now, are you ready for this?
Yes.
ClassicRockRemixes.com. Yes, I finally got that domain. So that'll take you right to it. We've done a lot of 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 00s. So I ask you, Alan Fong. Next month, are we going to 00s or are we going to start on something new? Are you going to get back to me on that?
I think we should let our Facebook group decide. We could do another decade, but we could do pop and R&B or hip-hop remixes.
Yeah.
Open it up beyond rock. We could do mashups, decade mashups. We could do all sorts of things. So let's see what our Facebook group says.
Okay. And if you're not part of our Facebook group, that's What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. And a lot of our listeners have joined that. We also have some great remixers and things that are in that as well. So give us your opinions. Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Anything else, sir?
Man. Keep on enjoying the good music and send us your remixes. We need help too, man. We can't be the only ones finding cool tracks. Let us know what your favorite remixes are in the group. You can email us. You can text us. You can do all sorts of stuff. Just let us know what your favorite remix of whatever decade you want to talk about is. All right?
Cool. And just keep your pulse on the finger.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alan Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
All right, Danny. We need a pulse on the finger t-shirt now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.